The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says he expects Alaska's flight service stations to stay under the FAA's oversight. The stations provide pilots with up-to-date weather and safety information and can communicate with planes while they're in flight. Alaska is the only state where the flight service stations are run by the FAA and not contracted out. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt testified today before the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee, of which Senator Begich is a member. Begich asked about the future of the service centers.
We think they do a great job. Our concern and my concern is that there are vacancies occurring. The training is not occurring to replace those people. And what I'm starting to hear is that folks are concerned that it's basically FAA is letting it kind of peter out so then they can have an excuse to contract out. And that concerns me.
In recent years, other flight service stations throughout the country have been contracted out to Lockheed Martin. But Babbitt assured the senator that he expects Alaska's flight service centers to be fully staffed and stay under FAA control.
I don't have the full details, but I will get back with you and your office to make sure that we have the staffing levels that are required up there. And I have no intent of making any change in that environment, so that I think I can assuage that fear for you.
Babbitt says a new federal ruling should allow workers approaching retirement age to stay on the job a little longer.